From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Moscow claiming the charges against 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies for meddling in the 2016 U.S. election or blather or nonsense. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov questioned the evidence and said he had read comments from the U.S. Homeland Security aide who dismissed the messages of any country influencing the election results. Meantime, U.S. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster also spoke in Munich.
I would just say that we would love to have a cyber dialogue when Russia is sincere about curtailing its sophisticated form of espionage.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, also in Munich, said the West must counter Russian interference. In the U.S. state of Florida, school shooting survivors are holding lawmakers accountable over gun laws. This student spoke at an anti-gun rally about Wednesday's mass shooting at her high school, where a 19-year-old, Nicholas Cruz, killed students and teachers.
Despite being tipped off to the FBI multiple times, he was able to legally purchase an AR-15. He was able to legally purchase that semi-automatic rifle and come into my school and slaughter 17 of my people. Because of these gun laws, people that I know, people that I love have died, and I will never be able to see them again.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions responded by ordering an immediate review of how to respond to warnings about potential mass killers. Get more news at our website. You can find us at VOA News. This is VOA News.